This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm excited. This is my first go-around at Am I Wrong? I've heard the bit. I love it.
And I assume you've agreed with me every time.
There's been some pushback. I can't remember what it was, but...
Of course you can't, because you're making that story up right now.
I've never heard the bit. Explain to me. What do we do here?
I'll tell you a little story. I'll give you a little something. Yep. I'll give you a declarative statement. Ask you, am I wrong?
Okay.
You'll be forced to agree with me, I'm sure. All but right. Just in the event that you think I am wrong, you'll have to tell me.
Lay out why.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So we're going to start with this one. And it's actually brought up by what you and Shaletta were just talking about. Near the end of the segment, of what she's going to be doing tonight, the dinner plans, what she's going to be eating. And I thought, what am I going to be eating tonight? I know exactly what I'm going to be eating tonight. Some leftover chili from my what my wife made yesterday. Giant pot of chili.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yes. Looking,
I mean, this is chili weather. This is chili weather right
100%.
Here. Absolutely. And chili made with a lot of stuff, three different kinds of meat. You know, you got the onions, the peppers, three different kinds of beans she put in there. And that leads me to this. In Texas, they'll tell you that beans do not belong in chili.
Yes, I've heard that.
They absolutely don't put beans in chili. They don't even really put tomatoes in chili. Texans know nothing about good chili.
Am I wrong?
So you're saying, does chili in itself need to have beans?
Yes. Beans are an essential part of chili. Texans know nothing about it.
I will disagree. I don't think I think you're wrong on that one.
No,
I think
on.
I will. First of all, let me talk about chili for a second.
I get on your chili soapbox
as I take my glasses off. Chili is one of those things that never sounds good when says like, "Hey, you want some chili?" I'm always like, "Eh." I think that's just from being a kid and not liking chili, mainly because I didn't like beans. But every time, even though I'm hesitant, my chili hesitancy goes away as soon as I dip into a good bowl of chili.
Mm.
But I will say this, a bowl of chili is still a bowl of chili without beans.
That's a bowl of meat soup at that point.
No, it's chili. Chili is chili without beans. I don't think beans are a necessary ingredient of chili.
I think they are. I think they add a little bit more heft to it.
Panache.
And yes, a little panache. And I think,
just wanted to say panache.
I think you get a little bit of starch from the beans that thicken it up to make it more than just a soup.
But three kinds of beans?
We went with the standard chili beans.
Chili
she
beans?
Likes black beans.
Oh, yeah.
And the great
ones.
Northern bean.
Or is that the big? See, I just don't like the big beans.
The kidney beans? Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay, we can agree. We found common ground here.
Mm-hmm.
That, the smaller the bean, the more appreciative I am of the beans and the chili.
But you like small beans.
I like small beans. I'm a small bean guy. I'm a small bean guy. They said, look, this guy here, he loves the big beans, I'll tell you that. I don't get the tomato part, though. How do they not have tomatoes as part of chili?
I was reading about it this morning. I
mean, you have white chili, like a white chicken chili.
Sure.
Good chili.
Yeah.
At the Loon. It's unbelievable. But
they don't add, like, chunks of tomato. Like, we get, the can of, like, the diced tomatoes.
Sure.
They would add, like, a tomato sauce instead.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, I'm okay with that, too.
That's baloney.
I don't like the big chunks of tomato. Yet.
Well, you get the diced.
No. No, yeah, a chili is still a chili without beans.
Mm. No,
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
It's meat soup, sorry. All right, let's go with this one. This drove me nuts a few
days. You know who doesn't like beans? Keith Stonehouse.
He probably got a lot of them from his kid's order. So I was leaving one of the big box stores the other day.
Okay.
Following a fellow who was 20 steps ahead of me or something with a cart. And you get out the door, you walk across the area where the crosswalk kind of area.
Yep.
And you get to where the actual cars are parked. This fella then, once you get across the crosswalk, just abandons the cart.
Oh, yes.
Abandons the cart next to a light pole.
It's a horrible human being.
Pulls his bags out, then walks to his car, which, by the way, as I followed him, was on the other side of a cart corral.
Honestly.
And I couldn't stop stewing about it until right now. So, new rule, new law in this country. If you do something like that, your picture gets posted to the entrance of said store, and you are not allowed a cart for 12 months minimum.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're 100% right. There is a guy who does videos. He's like the cart cop.
Okay. YouTube thing?
Yes. You never see his face, but he puts stickers on people. But he gets into confrontations with people because people, like, yeah, when he calls them out, they're usually guys who are just like, hey, get the hell away from me, you know?
Is this Chris Hansen? This is his new gig.
Are you Blue Ball 79? Because I'm covering. Is this your Twitter handle?
We've met
to
before.
Catch a predator. No. This guy, yeah, he like tries to put, and he confronts people who don't put their carts back, but it usually almost ends up in physical altercations. So I don't support that, but you're right. Cart etiquette in this country is about as low as, it's one of the great dirges of society.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a dirge?
It could be a dirge.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the great problems of this great society is how we handle the shopping cart. Not putting it in the cart corral. There are many, many cart corrals. Do the job. Put the cart back in the corral. You're a horrible person if you don't do that.
What is the mindset that, you know, I'm a little too busy for this?
You're arrogant. You're above it. You're too important. Like, your time is more valuable than everybody else's. Balderdash, hogwash. Put the cart. Also, with the cart, don't leave your garbage in the cart.
No.
There's been times where I've gone to Target and I'll have to go through three or four carts where there's crap in the cart. Like, are you serious?
Yes.
Napkins that somebody's left in there. Clean your cart out and put the cart back in the damn cart holder. If you don't do that, you're a horrible person. 12 months minimum cart free. And you should be forced, even with a large grocery item, you know what? You got to get those baskets. Fill up as many baskets as you can, kicking them down the aisle because you're not getting a cart. I'm a 100% agreement with you on that one.
You know what? To add to it, you get a basket, but they make it like a red basket. Like, all the regular baskets are black or something.
Yes.
They scarlet letter. They give you the red basket so everybody knows when you walking through the store with your basket that's already overflowing because you can't
get
a
guy.
Cart.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame. Shame. Or you get a cart that has like a bell of shame on it that you're not, and with a broken wheel, so it's squeaking.
Wah,
yeah,
wah.
Yes. Shame, shame, and everybody gets to point at you.
I like that a lot. Do you want to take a break here? Or are we going to have a special
guest? We're going to have a special guest, so maybe should we save the one for him or her or whoever it is?
We could do that.
Let's do that.
If he or her wants to
let's
play,
do
I don't even know.
2:42, we've got a special guest after the break as we continue with Am I Wrong next. Oh, no, I heard it, and I didn't want to touch it. That's what I'm saying. Who do we got on the line? Who's our special guest?
Hello.
Wow, I don't recognize the voice. Can you reveal yourself further?
I'm looking for my balloon. It's somewhere in the...
go ahead. Let's do the bit.
Western part of the country. And no, I'm not going to do what you suggested I do.
I was going to open up the phone lines and see if we could get somebody to do that, but I thought better.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yep. No problem.
You've got a nice office. You might want to pack it up real quick.
How you feeling?
This has been a mess.
Yeah.
This has not been good. I just was telling Dave, and I know you heard it. I was totally fine. I was down there on Monday, and then at about 10:30. All of a sudden, my head started pounding, stomach turned upside down. I was sore as can be, and I didn't eat for a day and a half. I barely drank, and I know that wasn't the thing to do, but every time I drank, it It didn't end up pleasant. And I still have hardly ate. I lost 1.6 pounds. I go through some stretches where I think I'm feeling better. Like last night, I reached out to Brad and said, I think I'm finally better. Because like 7 to 10, I was doing better. And then I woke up this morning, and it was like it had started over again. But a little bit better as the day has moved along. I need to get some food in me and build up some strength. As both you guys know, I was going out to on a trip with Carl and Q. So telling Q that we weren't going was not the most fun. I thought I saw a story where a COVID-like illness, like a COVID-like flu was going wrong because I've tested multiple times and I don't have it. I was just telling friends like a week before that I'm one of the few people this winter who I've been totally fine. Yep. I have not had any issues, nothing, cold, zero. And then this has been disastrous. I got to be honest.
Yeah, it's not COVID, but it's probably the flu, right? I mean, it sounds yes. like just awful.
Yeah, and we still can get the flu.
Yeah.
You know, you're still allowed to get it. But, yeah, I got an alert saying there's a COVID-like flu that's in a few different states. So maybe that's what it is. But, yeah, not fun. Don't wish it upon anybody. This is how bad it's been. I decided to jump back into Ozark.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, I'm watching the final season. I hate to say it, but I think the final season's pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
But maybe that's because I'm not feeling
that's all right. You know what I've jumped into? The Love Boat.
Oh, my God.
No, it's great.
Surprise
it's
me.
Fantastic.
It just
Paramount
doesn't.
Plus. We had the Charo episode last night, the first Charo episode.
Which one?
Well, it was the first one. So we went right back to the first season, and it's fantastic television. I mean, it's so cheesy, but
it's
the beauty of it.
It's horrible. You got
these stars from the other shows that show up on the boat, and the storylines are cheesy, and it's just fantastic. I mean, it's just so good. It's very comforting to watch. Is my point.
I mean,
everything doesn't have to be great, you know, storylines.
Tater Tot Hot Dish, and you're telling your Sven and Oli jokes.
Yeah.
And
oh, boy.
Do you have a evening coat on, too? I mean, what else are you doing?
Nightgown all the way up to the neck.
I mean, is this broadcast emanating from the Villages? I mean, I got to believe Villages.
Nightshirt.
Love Boat.
Do people still wear nightshirts? You know, the long nightshirts down to the calf?
Yes. I see Harrigan with a nightshirt.
Are you a nightshirt guy?
No. Absolutely not. Nothing on top at night.
Mr. Hulk Hogan over here. Hulk Hogan was in
1987 reference.
The Hulkster was in an episode of The Love Boat. He's the ref of a celebrity wrestling match. Guess who one of the wrestler competitors? Bruce Jenner.
I was going to say somebody from Welcome Back, Kotter. You know, that's going to go. Maybe it's Super 70 Sports where they show all the big names who were on it even before they were big, like Michael J. Fox, Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of names. Okay. What's the bartender's name again?
Isaac? Isaac Washington, your ship's bartender.
Isaac. What? Ted Lang in real
Ted
life,
Lang.
Right?
Yep.
I think I may have told you the story, but my then best friend and I, we did a 26-day trip to Europe on $25 a day. We did the whole thing. Somewhere, I forget where, we ran into Isaac.
Ted Lang in Europe?
Yes. And what was this thing? Would he do the finger
thing?
Two
fingers, double fingers. Well, actually, the early episodes, he only does the one hand, I've noticed. And then in later episodes, it became two hands. Yeah, they're just double point.
I did that to him.
You're the first one ever to do that to him, I bet.
And he told me to F off.
Did he really?
Yeah, he really did. Because exactly, I was the 10,000th person I'm some stupid college kid with a couple of cocktails in me and thought I was funny and a smart aleck, and I think he was right.
All right, you ready to do an Am I Wrong here?
For sure.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Final one of the day. I looked ahead to the National Day calendar, you know, the holidays we celebrate every single day that aren't really holidays.
The John Hines calendar, yes.
Exactly.
Hinesy. That's a Hinesy.
Sunday, big day Sunday. Among other things, it is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how close this friend has to be for it to be actually.
Adam, you and Dave?
No.
Anyway.
Your colleagues, you're not friends.
I would assume, I would hope my friend that I'd shower with is going to be a little closer to me than Adam. But, you know, make sure exceptions, I guess. But anyway, the idea of showering with somebody always sounds great. Until you actually do it. Unless you've got like a steam shower or a multiple shower head situation, two people in a shower stinks.
Oh, man.
No, I like it.
You like the share? Okay.
I like the shared shower. La-di-da upstairs. We do have the dual shower head. So it's no doubt it's better that way. But yes, I like the... dueling shower head. In fact, no, I'm not going to go there.
Thank you for not going.
Go there. Come on.
No.
Jeez. Just the other day I was in the shower. You know, there's an episode.
I was trying to go with what local celebrity, but I thought he said no.
You know, there's an episode where Dr. Adam Bricker is in the shower on in his office with Charo. And she, coochie, coochie, coo. And it was just fantastic.
How about they made Bernie Coppell out to be a heartthrob?
Yes, there's an episode, too, where there's like nudie mags. He's got a nudie mag in his doctor's office.
Did you just say nudie mag? Am I this sick, or if I fall him back in the 1960s with you?
Hey, coming up, Cannon's nudie coming up next.
Mag. Steve Arrogant, what?
Oh, come on, we got to wrap this up. Cannon's coming up next.
Maynard Spies is coming up next.
No, I'm down with the shower. Yeah, I'm down with the shower. I'm sorry. I too, la-di-dive the walk-in shower with the dual
okay,
head.
Okay, so wow. Tonight.
The two
tonight,
of you.
Tonight. You have a couple cocktails, and the lobster walks in the shower, and you're going to say, no, hit the road, sister. Hey, toots. Hey, I'm busy.
I come in with the robe.
Did you have to act it out?
You know, I see Lyle Wagner. I'm looking like Lyle Wagner.
Lyle Wagner, help me.
Also on a great episode, Lyle Wagner. I mean,
I bet he was available. I mean, did Lyle ever turn down anything?
I don't think so. But man, when you look that handsome, you got to share that with the people.
Who is the modern Lyle Wagner?
Just the nothing but a pretty face.
Yeah, you know. But and he's on a lot of shows.
A lot of shows.
You know, it was who
Jerry
was
O'Connell? That jerk Jerry O'Connell.
Oh.
I know, with the O'Connell. You better rip him when you talk to her next week.
Well, I tried to. Dave knows this, and she did not want any.
She didn't want to go in there, huh?
No. All right. No. There's a line where it's a CBS thing where Jamie's like, nope.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it.
And then there might be a text later, too. So.
Well, I'm glad you're upright. Let's hope your convalescence keeps continuing in the right direction. You sound
sponge bass later?
Yeah, No, I'm saving that for the lobster. It's a shower, not the bath.
This is
National Sponge Bath Day is next month.
Very good.
You're sounding good. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, man.
All right. There's Chad Hartman. Jason DeRusha coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.